it and I'm sitting in the middle. Two girls by my side with the windows rolled down and I'm feeling really fine. Girl, you wanna know what's on your mind?
Welcome to the Gooding Chicks Podcast with Dave and Matt. We want to thank you for listening. Alongside me, my co-host, very hardworking man, very, very busy man, very playful man, Dave Swan. You can find him online at swanagram.com. You can find him on Twitter at the same name, S-W-A-N-G-R-A-M.
That is correct, Matthew. And you can find Matt at mattisfunny.com. Is that... Mattisfunny.com?
Mattisfunny.com.
Okay, yeah. I knew that was your Twitter handle.
Yeah, it's a site.
It's easy to spell.
I got the whole package. I got on Facebook, same thing. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yes. We've got a beautiful day in Glendale. We've got a great show lined up for you. How has your week been, David?
It's been all right. How about yours?
It's been really good. You're getting playful already. It's one of the reasons this is not a video podcast. Dave can't sit still. I took away his pens. He hasn't touched the candles yet. He found a soap dish, a plastic soap dish thing. He is using it as a. I'm not sure. He's trying to use it like a mouthpiece. He's trying to imitate me. Anyway, so you're having a good week?
Yes.
Excellent. It took me a little bit long. It took me long to get here. They were filming something in my neighborhood.
That's what you said.
And I think it's. The people in these movie crews and stuff, they really need to get over themselves. They were like telling me I was going to need to turn around and go back through another way, that kind of thing. They had like no
permits.
I'm not sure if they had a permit to do it. They had to shoot the place because it was like a big production. They had like trailers, you know, lighting, all that kind of stuff, and that's fine. But they were like treating me like they were parking enforcement, or they had some kind of authority to try to tell me how to. Have you ran into this?
Not really.
No.
Yeah. They're shooting something at the mall nearby, but yeah. They're kind of like sequestered to their own little area. It's like, okay, I'm gonna grab my cupcake and be on with my day.
It was just so weird.
Actually, I didn't have a cupcake. I had a muffin. It's a cupcake shop, but I prefer the muffins.
I understand. So yeah, but it was this mentality they have, where it was just like, we're shooting this, you have to go around, you have to work around this, where it was like this Hollywood egalitarian kind of thing. It was just like, I don't know if they think that I care.
You don't.
I don't. And
you know why? You're on a next level shit.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. It was just one of those things. And it's happened to me twice in the last week. I was at a bar show they were shooting and it looked like.
Which bar show was this?
It was a place on Smiles in Ventura, and one of the comedians was like recording something. She was like a single mother who was just getting back into comedy. She'd done it like 10 years ago, and I was on the patio smoking a cigarette, and they were like, "Oh, we're gonna record something here," and I was like, "All right, great." And they go, "We can't have you talking." It was just this mentality that I care what they're doing. It's just like, you know, rope it off, reserve it, do what you got to do, do your job. But they just expect everyone to accommodate. And it wasn't even polite. It wasn't even.
So you're not really having a problem with them doing it. You're having a problem with them not being polite about it.
Not being polite, thinking I care. It's. Can you get inside that kind of mentality?
I don't like inconsiderate people.
It was their pet project, you know? It's not like I have anything to do with it, you know? It's not like I was part of it, so of course I'm, you know, like I'm in the chain of command for them, you know what I mean? It was...
Yeah.
And it
was like, no, back off, sir.
Yeah.
You have nothing to do with my day, I have nothing to do with your day. What we're doing right now is coming to a impasse. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to use the word impasse.
Good job.
And we could just let bygones be bygones, mm-hmm. But you're being a dingus.
Yeah, I didn't understand it. And
and that's why every car needs rotten egg launchers.
Rotten egg launchers? I think the rotten egg launchers, we discussed that. That's another thing, like the parking thing, like where they have certain lanes in Los Angeles where on the outside lanes.
Everywhere has certain lanes.
I agree. But where if you like park there during rush hour, you will immediately get towed.
Yes.
And because, you know, it obstructs traffic, and I understand.
It's not really immediate.
No, when I used to work on La Brea, they would tow our coworkers' cars if they're parked there like 405, 401. And I understand that, but you don't really need to tow the cars. I think rotten egg launchers, paintballs, you know, everybody that has to move to go around that car could just like shoot at something like Kit or Knight Rider kind of thing.
It's before my time. I didn't watch the reboot.
You didn't watch the... Well, that's your fault for not watching the remake.
That's not my fault.
But no, I think we could solve these kind of problems.
There are better shows on, such as Las Vegas, which got canceled because of Knight Rider.
Really?
I think so.
Didn't make it because it didn't make it. You know, we'll put on
since
kind of
fifth season.
Since fifth season?
It was.
I don't watch TV. I don't watch TV.
Well, aren't you special?
No, I just don't... I don't want to spend money on cable, and I don't really care.
You don't need cable to watch TV.
What do you mean?
There's such things as basic network. You don't need cable to watch.
I don't get NBC, reception at my CBS? House. I don't get reception at my house. I live 1 mile from, like, I live in Hollywood. I don't get reception on my TV. That's how important the television industry is.
Well, they're using it for other sources.
Okay. Well, but it was that kind of mentality. Just it, but with, there is something. There was an idea I had.
I don't like your idea. You told me about it earlier, and it would require me to pay for stuff I don't want to pay for.
Well, no, that's part of the problem with traffic in Hollywood, is it because you there's a lot of people, and it's fun, and like 90% of us, 99% of us know where we're going. It's like the 1% of like tourists or people that just moved.
No, I have friends who've been here for a couple years, and I have have been here longer than me.
They shouldn't be driving.
And I have a better grasp of the areas.
Yeah, but they shouldn't be driving. They should, I mean, it's like people that are here on sightseeing, and they want to look at buildings and stuff. It's like being a cab, being a taxi cab, you know, don't rent cars, don't, because they're the ones that mess that up for all of us. We 99% of us know where we're going.
Yes.
Would you agree?
Yeah, but one thing is, people pick up stuff at different, and the other problem is that GPS is just like, oh, don't even know where I'm going anymore. I can just pop on my GPS.
Uh-huh.
And you're also like, half of you is focused on that thing,
mm-hmm.
and then the other half of you is focused on driving.
I know people that live in Oklahoma that drive the same route to work every day and still plug in their GPS.
Well, that's a problem. In Oklahoma, you shouldn't have GPS.
There's really no reason to.
What are you going to take? Back Route 44? I think there's only that way to get from the farm to what I'm considering is the office.
The country store. The country store to get feed and flour and shit.
Hey, you call it country store, I call it office, all right?
That was funny. I used to go to a place, it was a big red barn, it was called The Country Store. And it was, it's still there. It was in town.
Did it make you want to take a back road?
I almost did, but it was in the city. And where I grew up, it was like, we were like 10 minutes outside the city. And we would still go there. And it was just like, it's a nice little frontier place. It was wonderful. And
it was a frontier?
Yes, it was. It was a frontier place. And
we haven't talked about any frontiers in the past couple weeks.
This is turning into like, what's that? The police officers and the see how many times I can say.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Anyway, Super Troopers.
Well, did I tell you what happened? My brother went to their show in Florida.
Uh-huh.
A
Broken Lizard show?
Yeah, not the. It was just Lemmy and Hef.
Okay.
Heverman, I think.
From the movie Super Troopers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. They and all the Broken Lizard stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
But. My brother was sitting there.
Was that a comedy club or something?
Yeah. Okay. Captain O'Brien's down in Florida, in Margo Island.
Mm-hmm.
My brother said, our buddy was passed out, and they saw him passed out during the show and even commented. And they're like, we do so, like, they even tweeted it out, like, we do so well in Florida.
Uh-huh.
Our audience falls asleep.
And they got a picture
of my buddy.
They got him gassed out on, they like, just on a table or something?
I know him. He was drunk.
Was it like day drinking too and then the club?
Yep.
Oh, man, yeah.
No, I know that group of friends of mine and my brothers.
Uh-huh.
They're in Florida. They do one thing in Florida.
Yeah, it was like spring break kind of thing or?
None of them are in college.
Spring training maybe? Were they going
down? They're just down there to drink.
Okay.
They call it spring break, but.
But they're like 30?
No, they're all in their mid-20s.
Okay,
all
right.
Like 25, 26.
They're there to yell at you, all our college girls.
Yup.
Oh, jeez, that's creepy.
Yup.
That's very creepy.
It's not creepy because they have jobs now, and they're earlier than 28. 28's that cutoff for going for college chicks.
Okay, I can agree with that. I had something happen. That happened to me at a show in Idaho where I had a drunken heckler. And she was just so mouthy. She was trying to tag my jokes and that kind of thing. And she wouldn't shut up. And I was going back and forth with her. And I got distracted. It was kind of weird. But the guy who went up after me, the headliner, he was just like, well, she didn't heckle me. She da, 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 da. He didn't know that she had passed out halfway into my set. And she is known for in the town.
Oh, yeah, you told us about that.
Did I say it on the podcast? Oh, I already told that story?
I think so. Yeah. where the next day you're on a train and the guy's like, hey.
No, this is a different one.
Oh, okay.
It's on that same trip. This was in Lewiston, Idaho at the Red Lion Inn. And she was drunk and yelling, and she's known for doing that. And everybody told me as we were walking out, there was just like, I can't remember her name, but she works at this breakfast restaurant.
Okay.
And so I went to go to the breakfast place. And they're like, oh yeah, that was her. She's mouthy. And so I go in looking for her. I go in to eat breakfast, and I go, oh yeah. I say to one of the waitresses, is Shirley working tonight? And she goes, oh no, she. And they're like, oh well, no, she's off today. And I go, oh yeah, I met her last night at the comedy. They're like, oh yeah, she's a psychopath. Yeah, her coworker had said this, and. Her coworker had said that she was a psychopath, and she's like, oh yeah, she always takes Thursdays off because we've had too many problems with comedians coming up here and confronting her for interrupting, heckling, because she plans being off the next night. That's like Wednesday's her Friday.
So what you're saying is, if you're going to do that club in Iowa, you said, or Idaho?
Lewiston, Idaho. Yeah.
Idaho. Go in on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Harass her
on her day at work before, because she's gonna get you that night.
Okay.
Yeah, and she knows that she's gonna get drunk, passed out, hungover, and get yelled at by a customer the next day, that she had already instigated the night before. So that's how it works. That's a circle of life. You
she's
know?
Tapping out.
She taps out, and she seriously did tap. The thing was, he thought he had shut her up. He thought that he had done so well that she wouldn't interrupt. No, she was just slouched down.
She was just passed out, and it would require too much effort to remove her from the club.
I really wish I would have got the twit pick of that. That would have been good.
Attaboy. Yeah, no, I guess they didn't kick out my buddy, because my brother's like, yeah, we stayed for the rest of the
Nice. Well,
all right, ready to listen to some Everyday Animals?
Yes, we're gonna take a brief interruption here.
Intermission.
Intervention, whatever.
I haven't drank in over a week, aside from a couple of beers, so I don't need an intervention.
I haven't drank in a week except for a couple of beers.
Well, one beer and a couple glasses of wine.
All right. So, stay through this interlude. We're going to listen to some Everyday Animals.
How many different things can we say in or in front of that say we're going to take a break?
Interruption, intervention, interlude.
Intervention's not really a break. It can be.
Intermission.
Most of the people on that show relapse.
Intermission?
We've already said intermission.
No, I think, okay.
Yeah, we did. I corrected you on interruption.
An intervening?
Intravenous?
Okay. That works too. So, come up with some of your own in the meantime. Listen to some music, and we'll be right back. Thank you for listening.
Ta-ta.
Simple. All right, welcome back to the second half of the Getting Chicks podcast with Dave and Matt. We were bringing our guest in. She's a very funny lady. Very works all over town. I always feel like I'm doing like a comedy. I always feel like
works
I'm doing,
all over town.
I feel like I'm doing that every time.
Corners here, side streets there.
New Mexican goddess,
kicking bitches off corners kicking here. Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast, Dinah Leffert. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Yes. I always feel like we should have applause here or something like that. You know, it's just like, yes.
I'll clap for myself. Why not?
No worries.
I just want to say entertainment.
With an I, though.
With an I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how that would work.
I get behind entertainment.
If Dinah says it, it's probably so. How are you doing this week, Don? I know the answer, but I'm sure, yeah. But they don't. Yes.
No, I'm great. Minus the bruised rib that I got in Texas.
Yeah.
I was in the bathroom with some girls who were listening to my favorite Alicia Keys song about New York.
In the bathroom.
Oh, was that the Jay-Z one?
I think there's Jay-Z might be like in there. I don't know. Like, okay. All I know is that it's Alicia Keys and it's New York and the combo is just good for me.
Yeah. Well, except for that.
So I said something to some girls in the bathroom just about how much I love the song. But in Texas, so the girl turns to me and goes, "We don't give a fuck about Texas."
Yeah.
And then her girlfriend was like in the stall.
Yeah.
And she's like, Right, Jenny? We don't give a fuck about. We don't give a fuck about New York.
Oh yeah.
Did I say Texas?
Yeah. Yeah, that's so what I'm like. All right, fair enough.
Okay, so that's the Norco for okay. my bruised rib.
It was like the Pace Picante.
Let me start over.
So you're in a restroom in Texas.
I'm in a restroom in Texas, singing my favorite New York song.
Mm-hmm.
Texas chick turns to me and says, "We don't give a fuck about New York."
Mm-hmm.
To which I respond, "I'm a lover, not a fighter."
Yeah.
But that's not how I got a bruised rib.
Barroom bathroom fight.
Right after that, I leave the bathroom. Yeah. These two guys were like, "Hey, want to dance on a table?" And I was like, "Sure."
Yeah.
So they step me up onto the table, and the table comes up and smacks me really hard in the ribs.
Oh, like you stepped on one side of it,
yeah.
kind of thing.
So
oh.
the, like the weight of it, right?
Yeah.
So, and then I just turn around, and those two chicks are laughing, and I'm just like, "I hate Texas. Take me home."
Oh. Dude, what part of Texas were you at?
Dallas.
Oh, cool.
I like Dallas. It's a fun place. So you got Deep Ellum.
You
gotta
love
stuff.
The giant stars on the freeways.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
those
giant red
stars. Like they just tattoo the. I loved it.
The Dallas Cowboy logo kind of thing. We're the Lone Star State. We do our own thing, and it's
they're almost like a little hippie town where they don't want you to find anything.
Yeah.
So there's no. I 90 minutes on the freeway trying to find the hotel.
And it's all freeways down there. It's like they have these grandiose freeways.
Their freeways are pretty pimp. I know they're proud of their freeways.
Oh, dude, absolutely.
Oil belt.
Yeah, for sure.
Dude, everything's bigger in Texas.
Listen, if the shitstorm happens, you guys better know some friends in Texas. better know, because they're going to shut the gates. They will. They will be civil. Never mind.
No,
they'll herd themselves into them.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what it is about Texas, but it's like they say everything's bigger in Texas, and it's like even the airport, the Dallas Fort Worth airport, it's just like.
It's the worst airport in the world, can I just tell you?
8 million tons of concrete.
I don't know, I'm not a fan of Atlanta's airport.
Okay.
I am a fan of San Francisco's airport.
Okay, it's nice.
It's excellent.
Yeah.
I've been there once, I don't really remember it.
There's like a yoga studio.
Oh,
really?
Oh, yeah. There's no traffic. Like, there's the cops are on the little scooter things.
Oh, the Segways?
The Segways.
Yeah.
Like, it's very organized and peaceful.
I'd like to see the cops on roller skates.
Just old school. It's amazing.
That would be funny to see them on roller skates.
San Francisco cops and rollerblading, that kind of thing.
So you guys have a female comic per week on your podcast.
Correct. That is
okay. That's
called
a podcast. Okay.
Oh.
No, that's awesome. It's great. It's great. It's because there's not... I wish there was more of that, you know? I had a dream literally this morning. I know it sucks to hear about girls' dreams, but
oh, no.
I thought this was very significant. The whole dream, I was being held back from doing any stage time on a show that I had produced.
You got bumped on your own show.
Yeah. they were like not allowing female comics. And so like I just fought my way to the stage. I finally got up there and the thing that came out of my mouth was, "They're not allowing me to talk because women in society talk so much and act so much that nobody wants to hear someone professionally get up and talk." I'm like, but basically I blamed women in society for the fact that I couldn't do my shit.
To everybody else. To everybody
on your own show.
Yeah. So it proves my point. Like, my dream proves my own point that if you women just say half of what they normally would say in their relationships, I could have a career.
So it's every woman in society has been holding you back.
Basically.
Yeah. I'm on board with that.
It's the new feminism. Yeah. It's our own goddamn fault.
The talking feminism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, just make your point and then stop and listen.
Yeah.
But I think men have that problem too. I think all people have that problem. Well, but for some reason, the tone in a woman's voice is harder to take.
Okay.
I try to lower my register whenever possible.
Yeah. Well,
you know what I mean? Because it goes up high, and then I can see that screech, that face, that grimace that a man makes when it's too high of a pitch.
Once they hit that threshold, basically.
Yeah. So if a woman does that on stage, you're like, no, stop.
You just have flashbacks, like Vietnam kind of deals.
Oh, my God, I want to throw eggs at my own self if it goes up that high.
My favorite thing is when I see one of my friends talking to us, she like has a lower register, she's like talking like a guy, and then when an adult, and now I'm an adult, but it's just something that's still, like someone older comes by, they're like, "Oh, hi, how's it going?" Like sweet and innocent in their voice, like, "Whoa, what the hell just happened?"
Right. Yeah, it's called inauthenticity. It's called fake. Alright, it's just stop being fake. You know what? I just realized that being nice has cost me more in my personality, like the because I get along with everybody, but like just getting along with everybody is very taxing.
Yeah.
It really is. So like
you accommodate others and then sacrifice of yourself.
Right. But then over time that martyrdom ends up turning me into more of a bitch than I was trying to avoid in the first place.
And then you know what I mean? It bundles up. It bundles up and it batches up and then you have,
I understand why people go postal now. Yeah. I really do. Just before I got my ribs hit by the table, I was thinking about getting in a fight with those girls in the bar.
Yeah. I can see you. I can see you getting in a fight.
I wanted to fight, but I was like, I'm not on my home. It's not my home field.
Yeah, yeah. And there's two. There's
you don't have your backup.
I don't have my backup. But I was imagining like, pummeling this. Right, and then
nature board.
I mean, well, that's
and I was thinking like, who? What have I become that I want to fight? Like, I'm too old for this. And then. Boom, I got a fight with the table won.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good thing you didn't get in a fight with the girls, because there were two of them.
Well, it was almost like they wanted to pick a fight.
Oh,
with the person who wanted to pick a fight the most.
The outsider.
We all wanted to pick a fight.
You guys, like, you ever watch Dexter?
Hell yeah.
You know how he's like his inner, like every time he's like, oh yeah, my dark passenger can sense his dark passenger? That's what you were doing.
That was our dark passengers met
just
in the
like,
bathroom.
Let's do this.
So Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys brought it out, man. Alicia Keys was inspiring violence.
In Texas. Sing in New York, it inspires violence.
R&B.
What I did say, I'm sorry to cut you off. What I did say was, if you could rub two pennies together to get to New York, I would fight you.
Oh.
Then I walked out.
Those are fighting words.
You're bold. I like
and
it.
Bitchy.
Yeah.
I could see you fighting.
I'm
taking your glasses off, putting in your pocket, and then just.
I wish I was younger when I found out that I was more of a fighter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because the broken rib, it really, it's kind of.
It hinders
you.
Yeah.
That, you know, you are vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm a nicer person today, but I think when I first got hit, I became instantly a nicer person. Because you feel like, you know, what...
You're more vulnerable.
You're more vulnerable.
Okay.
And you feel like God just punished you.
Okay.
And you go through a Rolodex in your mind of all the bad shit you did, why you deserve this. All
right.
So then I've been being nicer. And then today I'm talking about fighting. So now I got to watch out.
Well, no, you got to bend it out. I think...
Just go down to the boxing gym or the firing range.
Yeah. I think that's one thing. I think if girls got in more fights, they would be better off.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, guys, whenever I get in fights with guys... You know,
buy them a beer afterwards.
Absolutely. You know, it wasn't, let's save up.
We need to fight more. Girls need to fight more to have better...
Vent it out.
Makeups. Yeah. Buy them a beer, like that.
Or margarita, whatever.
Cosmopolitan.
Yeah,
whatever.
Absolutely.
I love how you turned them into girl drinks. And it was just, that's awesome.
Well, are you a beer drinker or a margarita?
I'm a beer drinker. I wish that beer wasn't so heavily... I wish I didn't have a body by Hefeweizen.
That's funny.
It's so delicious. I love beer so much. I would drink a beer right now.
You want a Bud Light?
Sure.
All right. Keep
everybody.
Going, and if the good people of Bud Light are...
No, we did... One of the nights in college, they used to have Man Mondays, like when that whole Man Law came out. And it was just the summer after the whole Miller Lite campaign came out.
I'll take the can, yeah.
Atta girl, high five.
Keeps it cool. Keeps it cool.
Right.
And you don't have to, like, clean anything.
Oh, damn, Skippy.
One for
thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
Dave, who's not drinking right now?
Wait a minute. I loved how you were saying that you own just a couple beers and a couple glasses of wine, but other than that, you haven't been drinking this week. That is drinking this week.
And it's
it was
Tuesday.
At the back end of the week.
Was it at the back end?
Like, I didn't drink from Saturday. Well, I had a beer on Saturday, and that's when I'm like, no, I'm not drinking until Friday. I had some wine. I don't really consider wine drinking.
That's interesting. Are you European? No, you're from Cleveland. Go on.
So it's like... I can get kind of a buzz off wine, but I wouldn't try driving with it. But at the same time, like, I don't feel this at all.
Well, wine's more like a hand grenade buzz, in my opinion.
What does that mean?
Like, I'll get a hangover from it, but I won't get, like...
No, like, I don't feel it immediately, but when it hits, it hits hard.
True.
Yeah. We are drinking Bud Light, and if the good people at Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch, are interested in sponsorship...
Anheuser?
What?
Anheuser?
that either way.
I like Budweiser stuff.
If the good people at Anheuser and Anheuser-Busch are interested in sponsorship opportunities, we are interested. We are available for submissions. The Getting Chicks podcast with Dave and Matt.
Oh, very true. Oh, but the Man Mondays thing. So it was just during that summer, and you could only, like, girls had to pay a $35 cover to get in, and one girl paid it.
What? Wow. You were excluding women from the bar?
Yeah. They're just like, screw it. This is just guys' night. Like, the tip jars.
Masters at the Augusta kind of thing.
The tips jars would be filled with, not penthouse, Playboys, because the bar got them for free.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one knew who subscribed for life, but they just always had a subscription. They got, like, three magazines.
Yeah.
Did you guys see this thing for Dr. Pepper where it's a new Dr. Pepper for men? And the whole ad campaign says... it's 10% something. It's Dr. Pepper 10%. It's for men, and it's for 10 calories. And it literally says not for women.
Oh,
that's their ad campaign.
Oh, they were just doing it to draw controversy. Must have been.
Of course.
Yeah. Is it working? You think?
About it right now.
Absolutely.
This I want to try Dr. Pepper.
This is a national podcast
for men, not for women.
Well, yeah. Of course, I drink it for men. I have the man bits.
I see right through there. They're just trying to piss me off, so I go drink one.
Have you looked for them yet?
No. I just drank a Bud Light instead.
Atta girl.
Cut to the chase, everybody.
Yeah, it's a good one.
But I do like the Dr. Pepper. That's the Diet Dr. Pepper, because it tastes the most like a regular soft
drink. Dr. Pepper.
So if the good people at Dr. Pepper...
She's on board.
Dr.
Pepper. Not Dr. Pepper for men, but Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, for girls.
If the good people the good people at Dr. Pepper for men... are interested in sponsorship opportunities, we are available for sponsorship opportunities, the Getting Chicks podcast with Dave and Matt. Dr. Pepper, little known fact maybe for you?
23 ingredients.
No, it's headquartered in Texas.
Of course.
In Waco, Texas.
They just keep trying to draw you in.
I was there for the Dallas Cup, and I do remember a giant Dr. Pepper everywhere.
What is the Dallas?
The Dallas Cup is the number one youth soccer
event
in America.
North America, yeah.
And so they have teams internationally that come and compete with our kids. And our kids...
Yeah.
In Dallas?
Can you believe that? In Dallas, it's where it's all about football, right?
Now, were you betting on games or what was going on?
No, I'm doing a documentary on the number one youth soccer team in America, which happens to be out of San Diego soccer, Albion Soccer Club. It's a premier soccer club. These kids are unbelievable. They play like Barcelona at such a young age. And I've been asking people, like, why isn't soccer more of an American sport?
More of a passion. Yeah.
Because I think it's growing and it's an emerging sport. Absolutely.
It's not as high scoring is one of the reasons.
Right, because we need the scores. But I feel like if the game is demystified for Americans, they'll get more out of it. Like, it's not just about waiting an hour for a paint-to-dry goal at the end.
Yeah,
but I don't like baseball.
Once you realize, like, it's all about possession and how this chess. Team is... It is. It's like it's a mental game. It's a game. It's really a smart game, and it's I love it. I think it's they should market towards women more.
Yeah.
Because when I was growing up...
So they brought David Beckham over.
Monday Night Football, I was not even allowed in the same room as my brothers and my dad.
Really?
I was told to go play with dolls.
Oh.
And did it
Hell
work?
Yeah.
Did
Hell it work? Yeah, I played with my dolls.
And now I'm watching soccer.
Where I grew up in Oklahoma, we had kind of a soccer renaissance because they had the North American Soccer League, and that was the one where they had they brought Pele over and he played for the New York Cosmos.
Awesome. Mm-hmm.
We had a team in Oklahoma. We had the Tulsa Roughnecks, and because of that, they built so many. They did so much outreach and so many camps that they built soccer fields all over in the 70s, 80s.
Really?
Yeah, and they were when I was hitting just the right age for me. Because I that was when I started hitting under 6, under 8, and I played soccer growing up.
That's awesome.
And my mother, she was in an over 35 league, or I think 35.
My mom was too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. And whenever the women's we started having the Women's World Cup, she was in Oklahoma.
We got very close this time. We played against Japan. I mean, we lost.
Was that the one with Hope Solo? And
I like female soccer. I never got into guy soccer.
Mm.
I think soccer got huge because guy soccer was like just looked down, frowned upon here.
Well, also,
female players are dominating.
We also kick ass at you at female soccer.
I mean, we do, but also that's what I love about soccer is that it's a game for everyone. You can be female, male. You can be
tall, short,
forward.
Whatever.
You know, it's not a rich man's sport.
Shoes and shin pads.
Yeah,
know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. It was, yeah, I remember, and when my mom came out to L.A., she grew up out here, and then I took her one day, too, and I just kind of sprung it on her. It was a friendly match at the Home Depot Center. The U.S. women's team was playing Iceland, and she was just blowing up, glowing about, like, she was like, oh, yeah, Shannon Box, she's from Redondo Beach, she knew not even like, the big names, but, like, the smaller names, like the Julie Fowdy.
I'm still learning. I mean, I'm doing this documentary so that I can learn more about soccer. I love it.
That's smart.
Did you play soccer growing up? Or?
No, I was a drama kid.
Yeah?
I wanted to be a soap opera actress when I was in when I was a little kid.
You don't hear that enough.
Like, my idea of a good time was wearing, like, in my little kid mind, because we were just like dirty little hippies. I would just dream about diamonds and furs and being on a
soap opera. Be glamorous, Santa Barbara.
That was my favorite soap opera. I used to run home and watch Santa Barbara. I loved it.
The only one I know are the
One Life
ABC
to Live
ones. My mom watched all those. And my favorite thing to do...
Your mother forced you to watch them, correct?
During the summer.
She owned the TV, basically. Yeah.
My favorite thing to do, though, was start asking her questions about the storyline. She would stop doing that. These sound so stupid when you do that.
because the plot is so...
Oh, yeah.
So silly.
I'm like, wait. Didn't Sunny and her, like, break up? She goes, they're back together. And I'm like, what? She goes,
don't look for logic. Just enjoy the story.
Hey, man, Robin Wright Penn was on Santa Barbara. I don't know if you guys remember that. She wasn't Penn back then, but she was...
Oh, Robin Wright.
I don't know either of those.
It's the blonde with the curly hair, and she was in Knocked Up, and...
No.
Which one's Robin Wright?
Robin Wright Penn. She was married to Sean Penn.
Okay.
She has her own career, but was kind of stifled by having a family with Sean Penn.
Yeah.
She gave up a lot. That's probably why she's not... household name for you right
she
now. I know her. I know her humble beginnings on Santa Barbara.
She could have been Madonna. Yeah, that could have happened to Madonna.
I don't know how we went from soccer to Santa Barbara. That was awesome.
That happens on this.
It does, right?
Yeah,
any conversation.
Yeah, it's just like clicking on Wikipedia links.
So let's see what this rabbit hole takes us down.
Well, wait. I was having a beer with this guy, and I was asking him about why soccer wasn't more of a big thing in America. And he's like, well, I grew up in football. I go, what'd you love about football? And he was like, just the hitting.
Yeah.
That's why I like lacrosse and
the contact.
And I'm finally in a place in my life where I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, the hitting. I just was getting how men need to hit each other. You need to bash into each other.
Yeah.
Or it's not a good game.
Yeah. I also think part of the reason soccer's not...
I get it now.
Yeah.
All right, violence begets violence. Got it.
Yeah.
I think part of the reason soccer's not as hot in the States is because it's not as commercial friendly.
I'm going with the hitting part, too.
In a football...
they tackle, though.
In football
they're games, just classy.
Really,
they'll pick the guy
that's
up
not
and
really
they tackle.
Tackling. That's more...
flopping.
Slide kicking someone.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you
something
look
you do
a little
Mortal
closer...
Kombat.
But you don't have those breaks that you can do...
Cleats up is very painful.
Oh, absolutely.
Having cleats dug into your... You know, it doesn't look like much, but it's painful.
Yeah, coming
guys,
from the right angle and the retina shit.
Oh, I don't mind playing soccer, but at the same time, I preferred playing lacrosse where I could, like, have the ball and at the same time still run right into someone.
I get it. I really can appreciate that now.
Yeah.
I'm always daydreaming about just slamming in my car into somebody.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, the contact sport is speaking to me now. I feel like I could really...
Welcome to the fold.
Thank you.
You think it's LA? You think LA has changed you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I remember when I first moved out here.
I think I'm becoming more honest as a person because of the adversity here.
It's getting real.
I'm just finding out that I'm not the sweet little doll playing little girl that I thought I was.
Yeah.
I want to fight. I'm into war. Let's do this.
After you get better. After
that's
you
why
get better.
I still want my
after
sword out here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just, sword fights?
Yeah. I have a sword. I want it.
You got multiple swords.
Two swords. And I want them out here so badly. I was like, no, I'm not sending you your swords.
His mother won't send him his swords. I remember when I first moved out here, it was 2004. They had the freeway shooters.
Yeah,
you know?
The snipers.
Remember that? And
they were just Canadians.
They were?
I don't know.
I was so spooked by that because that was my first month in L.A. And then after a month in L.A., I go, I can kind of see it. I can kind of see how that happens. It's just, you know.
This is going to sound weird to people who don't get it.
Yeah.
It's going to sound so awful. But... there is something that you get, because this game, this L.A. is like shoots and ladders. You're up one day, you're down the next. There's all these bipolar people that move here. So the collective unconscious is very extreme.
Well,
people are high strung, and it just eventually you become part of
that high strung.
If you're a fish in water, in ocean waters, you become part of the waters that you swim in, and the culture, you don't even realize you're part of a whole new culture. Like all the integrity and principles that you moved here from Cleveland with.
Yeah.
Oh, they're slowly
eventually
fading.
No, they're getting stabbed out of you.
Yeah.
I'll go with that one.
Yeah. Silent sword fights are killing your moral and your integrity.
He's like, silent sword fights.
They're getting surgically
you slowly turn into the three-eyed fish from Simpsons.
Just...
Well, in my opinion, 90...
It could be the nuclear reactors that just went off yesterday. I think Jay Leno talked about them last night. There was a bunch of some radiation. Jeez. Just a little bit was let off into the atmosphere. Maybe that's what's pissing me off.
Yeah. Just a little... Well, I'm of the opinion that 99% of the people that move here for the entertainment industry are people that couldn't adjust to the society.
The
9 to 5, you know, 2.5 kids, picket fence, SUV kind of thing. And so you have the creative side, and it's just like the creatives, usually you have a certain amount of, your brain is either going to be creative or logical. It's very rare that people have both sets. And so they'll be like 80% creative, 20% logic. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can have great songwriters and great actors and great artists, but they won't do the most logical things.
Right. I think also we're artists, and so we're into escapism, because that's what we're providing for people. Great art makes you escape.
Yeah, get out of here.
So escapism comes with, like, that's why we drink and we do drugs and all, you know what I mean? Because... we're escape artists. Mm-hmm. We're helping you escape, and we are helping ourselves escape.
I have a long line of that. I used to be a baby escape artist.
Yeah?
I would jump out of my crib, and my parents put the shackle, like the ankle shackles on me, so I couldn't do it.
Nice. Baby ankle shackles.
All right. My closest
Not thing. Just a leash, baby ankle shackles.
They tried the leash. I would get right out of the leash, though, before my mom got it attached to her hand.
A little Houdini, weren't you, man? I remember trying to get out of a shopping cart when I was 4 years old.
I could see that providing you with trouble.
Three, four. Oh yeah, flipping the cart over, absolutely. And
that's awesome.
I was always, a little defiant with that kind of thing. I remember kindergarten where you would have to, if you got your name on the board, it was bad and check marks and that kind of, after so many, you'd have to meet the principal. My idea was you'd have to go see the principal. I go, cool, I'll talk to him about what's going wrong at this place.
Right. And I'll be like, hi, I'm Matt Lewis. Yeah. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, well, let's talk about some of the things that's going on. Miss Busby. Yeah, so, you know. And now everybody was like, ooh, the principal. I was just like, no, he just wants to talk. He wants to figure out what's going on. They were like, no, you're going to get swatted. And I was just like, no, he obviously needs some input. Because this isn't really working out for me. I'm 5 years old. I kind of know myself right now. And,
very self-aware.
Yeah, looking back, that's how I thought. That's how I saw things. And I was, I didn't fall into just be fearful and be scared.
Right, you were logical.
Yeah.
You're bringing your logic to L.A. I was logical, too. My mom's favorite story is of me in probably the same shopping cart in New Mexico.
Bastard.
And then she was just running around, and I was like, I'm thirsty. Can you give me something to drink? And she was like, no, you know, like, later, after I blah, blah, blah.
Did you say it that politely?
I was probably, it was, no, I was, this is her, what was remarkable to her is that she said that, like, I looked up and I was like, what if you were little and you were thirsty and nobody would get you anything to drink?
Wow.
And it was so logical that she was like, she just stopped, like, pulled some grape juice off the count, like, gave me some and then put it back on the shelf.
Gangster family, I like this.
Yeah, it kind of changed my opinion of my mom after that, because I was like, how could she, we just drank some of the grape juice and she put it back on the shelf and didn't pay for it.
Yeah. Sniper it, I like that.
I was like, no, mom, we got to pay for it, too. Yeah.
No.
I can't do all the raising of myself, can I? Yes, I can.
So
how long have you been out here for?
Yeah,
I've been out here a long time. Let's just say 10 years.
Okay.
So let's just round it to an even 10.
All right, so you moved out when you were 17.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
We'll go with that.
Actually, I moved out when I was 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not out here, but I moved out.
Not to Glendale, California.
Not to Glendale, and I don't live in Glendale. Nothing against Glendale, but I'll tell you something. this is its own. You could actually not even be part of the industry here. You could actually have a family and go to church and go to bingo. Glendale's like, you could be like a normal person.
It's an oasis, in my opinion, you know.
I like Glendale. Everyone knocks it.
No, I don't knock it. I love
it. It's like equidistance to everything.
I know. Every time I say something, I realize I'm in your place.
Oh, I don't care.
Glendale.
Oh, you're not knocking it.
I'm not really knocking it. I'm trying to tell you that I appreciate it. I might move here when I'm 80.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Well, the one thing, doing comedy in L.A., everybody's got the Glendale Armenian joke, you know?
Yeah, that's why I actually don't
have any of those,
you know?
Yeah, because I didn't see one Armenian when I came here.
Oh, you see?
Well, where he got food from.
This little food place.
Definitely saw a plethora of them.
Yeah, they were.
Oh. That's the first time I've actually been there. I actually did get, a gypsy curse put on me when I moved in here, or after a couple months.
Did you pay $1,000 to get the curse removed?
No, I haven't done anything yet.
Okay.
I think it's...
Because they do charge $1,000 to get the curse removed, but the curse will be removed.
Yeah. Okay.
It's kind of an Armenian mafia shakedown thing.
All I know is a guy would always mumble as he walked by me, and he was like that crazy guy.
Yeah.
And one time I'm walking back, and I see out of the corner of my eye, like, drop trowel.
Were you on the street?
Yes.
Oh, like this
yes.
This neighborhood, this nice neighborhood.
Yeah. And he's
what
guy,
you do?
I like. Well, you know, you get that thing on your corner eye.
You have
there's
to see
part
it,
of you
but
that's
you don't...
curious, and part of you is like, right. I don't want to know. But there was a guy sitting on the patio smoking Black and Mild or something.
Yeah.
And I looked at him. And he goes. And
did you have a moment?
I love how I got specific, a Black and Mild or something.
Yeah.
And then I looked around,
and I'm like, you shared a moment kind of thing with you?
And he goes, and I looked, and I saw him like squatting,
mm-hmm.
you know, pitching a low on the street. And then right after he mumbled something, so that's where I think the curse started. Like he had to seal it with a poop. And I asked the guy, I'm like, he goes, yeah, his wife warned me about that. She said, next time you see him do it, go get her.
Oh, the pooper's wife.
Yeah.
Oh, he's wow.
He was efficient. He was done by the time we got her.
Does that piss you off that guy is married?
You know, a little bit right now, but I think it's one of those marriages that started
in Romania.
I was thinking more. It started here, but the paperwork went through to bring her over from Romania.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
And or just like one of those slow. De-evolutions to the point where it's like, okay, she's just here because she put in the initial work.
Okay. The initial work.
Nice. I like this. This is interesting. My main exposure to Glendale before coming to Dave's apartment was the Big Fish on San Fernando Road. And that is probably it's a
Tuesday night.
Tuesday night comedy show. I used to host. It was a little bar show. It was self-proclaimed the worst comedy show in North America.
Who self-proclaimed that?
They did. It made the Showtime thing. It was on Showtime. On
this American Life.
Yeah, about how bad it is and how
How did that make you feel?
I was hosting it for a while. I was hosting it afterward, but it was. I think it was just like.
Do you take responsibility?
No, it was after me. And I did what I could.
Which wasn't much.
Yeah, no. you can't build a house out of mud. And
actually, you can. Adobe.
Yep. Thank you, New Mexico.
You can't build a house out of straw.
Cleveland.
Yes, you can.
What? Three little pigs kind
it
of thing.
It still lasted until the big bad wolf came.
No, Africa.
Along.
They the straw is like in between the mud.
Okay.
You want to try something else here?
You can't build a house out of sand.
Yes, you can if you make it into glass.
Castles.
You can't build a house out of water.
Ice igloos.
I don't.
Boom.
All right. Okay.
I'd walk away from this table.
I win. I'm tipping my cap to David Swan. He's king of the scientific analogies. He's watched a lot of National Geographic. You're correct.
Actually, I have not watched any National Geographic.
Anyway,
Discover.
Your
History Channel.
You're sidetracking.
You can't move. Never mind.
Yeah, you're sidetracking. You're talking about yourself right now, and I was deferring to you, and then you just tried to take the ball and run with it. Glendale, Big Fish, as I was saying, it was made the Showtime special, This American Life.
I feel like we're in trouble.
Yeah. And I mean, like, and you saw like some really funny comedians just bombing there, and it was like Kyle Kinane, it was Brody Stevens, Rosie Tran, Johnny P, very hilarious people.
Yeah.
And you know, and just getting yelled at and screamed at, and if you've ever
by the staff,
really,
by the regulars, they the weird thing about
it was like a heckler show, like a real one.
Yeah.
They try to manufacture heckler shows.
No,
but,
I hate that.
But that's a real heckler show.
Yeah, and there
should have made Showtime.
There's times one of my favorites, Benji Aflalo, has almost gotten into fights in the parking lot.
He's too little to pick fights. Well, he's like a little chihuahua.
I know.
Baby Benji's picking fights.
Well, a lot of people who are smaller do like to pick fights, though. Because they assume that someone bigger is going to be...
Well, he's used to having a security staff at the comedy store.
He's used to having a trust fund and lawyers in his family.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I throw that part in right there.
He'll say that if you punch me, I'll knock over your laundry machine empire. You know, I've got lawyers, that kind of thing.
I'm only saying things that he has.
He knows it. He loves it. But it was one of those things where it was horrible. That was my first exposure to Glendale, and in the first half of the show, it was like. A lot of former roadies, former bikers, old Sons of Anarchy, kind of, you know, 20 years later kind of look. And then around 10:30...
Real biker bar.
Real shit, yeah. Afterwards, it was like West Virginia in L.A. And then after about 10:30, maybe 11 o'clock, it transitions into young Armenian gangsters.
Sweet. If you can do comedy there, you can...
Yeah,
you can have a Showtime special.
Absolutely.
I like the place, to be honest.
Dave had the opportunity to host it last week.
I had fun.
Wait, it's still going on?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Every Tuesday night.
Guys,
yeah.
I can't wait.
Oh, it's fun. And usually if you stop by, they're like, yeah, I don't care.
Hecklers provide so much.
They
really do. I don't want to promote heckling, but when it's obnoxious, you can have a lot of fun. I almost threw my shoe at somebody.
While you were on stage?
I didn't have enough in my arsenal of comeback stuff, but I was wearing a giant
stiletto.
Oh, that'll hurt.
And single white female on her?
I took it off my foot, and then I was...
Did you wave it a few times before you threw it? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, so you went like Iraqi press conference on it. I like that.
Yeah.
You're just looking at the churches. Yes.
It was inside of a bowling alley.
was this a comedy show, or was this just a bowling match, or what was going on?
There was a comedy show inside the...
Was it Santa Clarita?
No. It was the one that was on Ventura Boulevard Pins.
Ah, yes. Yeah, Studio
City.
Still open.
Some great comics used to just stop by and work, what's her name?
Pins on...
He's looking at my ass, Larry!
That was your name?
You know, what's her name?
I can't think of her name right now.
I just got...
Oh, Wanda Sykes?
Wanda Sykes.
Oh, for real?
Nice. Yeah, Wanda Sykes came in.
Mm-hmm.
That was a fun show. For some reason, bowling alley shows were a big hit in the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Lucky Strike at Hollywood Highland. Roe used to host. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah, I remember that. Vic Dunlop, the one in Santa Clarita Lanes. That was a little bit more formal. It was a nice place. It was... bowling. We need more comedy in bowling alleys. Would you agree?
Well, bowling alleys are freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
I haven't been to a bowling alley in a while.
We should do that.
I like bowling
Speaking
alleys.
Of a contact sport.
Yeah.
Damn, Skippy, get those bumpers out.
Why don't we get like a human thing, like where it's like...
They have human bowling. That'd be fun.
That would be fun, right?
Yeah. Your set doesn't go well, you get put in the ball and then thrown down the line.
And then I just tumble down like I am the bowling ball.
Exactly.
Just like tumble, tumble, tumble.
Boom!
Or
there's your contact sport.
I like it.
There you go. That could and it's not, you're not having to beat up anybody, so you can still
But unless they're the pins,
it's gymnastics, blank check.
Yeah, you get your venting.
That'd be funny. Like I probably wouldn't roll that far or that fast, so it wouldn't do anything. I would just get up and like start kicking. Just start kicking him down.
Are you still trying to say you're a lover and not a fighter?
I guess it's a lie. I guess it's I'm a love to fighter.
I'm a lover of fighting. Yes, I like that.
Did you ever
that.
Do kickboxing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I was trying to get in kickboxing.
I was doing Jeet Kune Do. I have my yellow belt in the self-defense thing.
Uh-oh.
But I stopped doing it because I would leave Jeet Kune Do and I would just be like, who wants a piece of this? And I'd be looking for a fight. I'm like, maybe I should do yoga.
That's one reason I stopped being
Jennifer Lopez and enough kind of thing. I like that, yeah.
Something.
Get real.
I just wanted to protect myself.
Well, and yeah.
Because I've always been like the baby and the girl and picked on. Mm-hmm. And so now that it's too late, when like the actual perpetrators were like, in my childhood, they're like long gone.
But you could go back and beat
them up. I'm just like still looking for them.
Oh, yeah.
You know those guys?
Like, this would be like a Dolph Lundgren movie. You can go back and beat them up. Absolutely.
My brother used to kick the shit out of this one guy, John Baker, on our block.
Oh,
and
John Baker.
We moved away, but I used to come back and visit my best friend on the same block in New Mexico. Yeah. And I used to see John Baker, and he was wearing a Hulk shirt, and he's got all beefed up, and he's like, "Where's your brother?"
Oh, he did the exact same thing you're talking about.
Yeah.
He
was basically, I'm John Baker. Like, getting all beefed up, like, "Where's your brother?"
He was ready to write.
That is a very common name, too.
He was ready to write
John Baker.
I like that.
I think that you probably knew John Baker growing up.
I probably knew Bakers and I knew Johns. I probably
knew like one or two John Bakers. Yeah. Play football.
So yeah, he dealt with what you were dealing with. He's ready to out, you know, get some vengeance, right some wrongs. I like it, man.
We're in the age of the guy who got picked on just getting beefed up now.
We're in the age of Aquarius. Actually, it's all about brotherhood.
Yeah.
Brothers beat the shit out of each other.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
Me and my brother.
Don't look for peace. Look for tackle football. Look for contact sport. That's what brotherhood really is.
Get the boxing gloves.
Thank you.
Soccer.
Get the BB guns.
No, I love soccer.
Well, no, have a soccer fight. Have a nice little soccer melee. Finish the match and then go on.
Soccer just compared to football.
It shouldn't. If it's
seen as like chess, but with some tackle,
chess with
then it'd be seen
what
as.
What about rugby?
I like rugby. It's hot.
Yeah. What about female rugby?
Even hotter.
Yeah.
How about wet t-shirt rugby?
I'm down.
I think we need to start writing this up.
Let's do it.
Matt gets out his notebook.
It's for something else, but I think we've had a good podcast.
I enjoyed myself.
Dinah?
I shot my load.
You shot your load?
Yes,
absolutely.
You did.
The painkillers are kicking in. The Bud Light painkiller.
Hey, man. Bud Light is acting as a painkiller for my ribs. Thank you.
Awesome.
Smooth and refreshing light beer.
Absolutely.
12 fluid ounces of happy.
We should really read beer the
superior
sides of
drinkability.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
We should really.
Smooth and refreshing.
We should really. They're trying to do their own Miller Light.
Oh, wait. They're trying to put BL. Hey, did you. You got a BL?
Got a BL, bro?
They're trying to be PAPS.
Yeah.
They're trying to be hipster.
MGD
right now.
Kind of thing? Yeah.
You got a BL?
Yeah, BL, bro.
That's what they're trying to do right now.
We used to have symbols at the bar I worked at for, like, signals, like, what you wanted. A captain was this.
A Captain Bud, Morgan, okay.
A Bud with, like,
well, you have to tell them what you're doing here.
Like
a Captain Morgan was putting your hand over your eye.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a video podcast.
I forget that stuff.
Yeah.
It was like Boo's sign language.
Yeah, no, it was great.
We're like,
you're like a third base coach, kind of just calling out your drinks.
The only one I remember is Bud was a nipple grab, and then Bud Light was a nipple grab with a one above your head.
Like a light bulb, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe a Bud Light bulb.
And then there was, like, one for shots.
Like guns blazing kind
no,
of thing?
No, no, like, there was, like, actual specific shots. Here's what it is
The
shot. Like, 150.
What would be the sign for tequila? That would be what I, like, do the worm, maybe? I'm not
tequila
sure.
was
putting your, like, a crown? Like,
yeah,
a, oh, like a little mariachi
hand, yeah,
dance kind of thing.
Dance.
Nice.
Oh, I think. I don't know. I'm just making things up.
Oh, absolutely. How could you say Jägermeister? That would be your, like a deer?
Yeah. Jäger was the moose antlers.
Moose antlers?
And then you rub your belly.
I hated Jäger.
You like Jäger?
No. A girl came to my apartment recently to cut my hair.
Yeah.
And she had Jäger in her purse.
Oh, good Lord.
That's how, like, that was her thing.
Was it one of the girls?
Because I was like, "Would you like a glass of wine? I have some wine here." She's like, "Actually, I have some Jaeger in my purse."
Was that one of the girls?
And she was
cutting
your hair, right?
No, not one of those girls.
Okay.
She's a makeup artist. But
okay.
She should go on tour.
Oh, absolutely. Just
to do the makeup.
Drinking and makeup. Dude,
yeah.
I don't know if I have enough room in my car for that. Oh, my goodness.
She does need a job. She texted me earlier.
She doesn't go to Craigslist. She goes to Dinah. I like it.
Like, I don't have enough money to pay you on a regular basis to do my hair and makeup, but when I do, I'll give you a text.
Pay her in Jaeger.
I'll pay you in Jaeger.
Yeah. So,
thanks for having me, guys.
I think this has been productive. I think this has been fun. Dinah, you have a website?
DinahLeffert.com. Yeah. I have the DinahLeffertShow.com. I have a show coming up at the Laugh Factory on May 7th.
Yeah.
Please come. If you'd like to come on my VIP guest list, message me on Facebook. I will get you in.
Dinah, D-I-N-A-H.
L-E-F-F-E-R-T.
Find her.
Oh, that's the week this will be coming out, too.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So yeah, get that symbiotic relationship. It will be great. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
If you want to find any of our dates, my website's mattisfunny.com. I've got some shows around places. Dave, find him on swanagram.com. You're on Twitter?
I'm on Twitter, at Dinah Leffert.
At Dinah Leffert. All one word?
All.
Same spelling.
Same spelling.
We want to thank you for listening. On the way out, listen to some Jeffro Cause. Thank you very much. Listen every week. Find us online, wegetchicks.com.
Tackle somebody.
Atta girl.
Bam.
Fucking buddy, you
get out. Anybody who's been hating away, you know you really been slow in my game. And I don't know who gave you the invite. We are ready to hear that tonight.
Get out.